your mind. We're here just to help all kind, and a campaign has begun to get your head, to get your head, now to get your head in shape, my friend. The president's council on psychedelic fitness. The president's council on psychedelic fitness.
Attention, everyone. This is an emergency broadcast. The unpleasant noise you are about to hear coming from your radio is not a mistake. Please do not turn off your radio, but turn up the volume on your receiver as high as it can go so that you can make the sound we broadcast as loud as possible. We repeat, this is an emergency. The unpleasant noise you hear on your radio receiver is not a mistake. Do not turn off your set, but turn up the volume as high as possible. This is an emergency.
One show ends, another begins. Stay tuned for 7-second delay. Ken will be along shortly to introduce the program, which is a pre-recorded rebroadcast of an earlier show. We closed out this program with the Blues Magoos and the President's Council on Psychedelic Fitness. Okay, Wire, Mannequin from Pink Flag. Sugar Pit, love this song, Compete from Sugar Pit. Problem Addict. New EP called Back in Jail. We heard Damaged in Transit. Ariel Pink from his Pom Pom album, Dinosaur Care Bears. Something new from Roman Angelos. Xanadu, it's called, instrumental. He sent it to me, and Roman Angelos is not his real name. And I understand from the comments that there's actually a band that performs live. Anyway, great stuff. Really like it. Thanks to Gus for his delivery of the WFMU updated end-user licensing agreement. My name's Irwin. If you want to email me, it's irwin@wfmu.org. Please stay tuned for 7-second delay. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at wfmu.org.
Greetings, 7-second delay fans. No Andy Breckman tonight, so we are airing a repeat of one of our UCB theater shows, this one from July 21st, 2010, broadcasting live from the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater in Chelsea, New York.
It's 7-second delay with Ken and Andy. With tonight's guest, a famous drummer who is now a senior citizen but still likes to play drums. A man who Andy met online on a website called Rent a Friend. A funny girl from California who will make us all laugh. And a musician who invents his own musical instruments. And Ken is going to show us his new toy, a pair of nighttime goggles. So get your hands ready, because here's my dad, Andy, and his only friend, Ken.
Thanks for coming, everybody.
I'm no longer Andy's only friend because he discovered the internet.
That's right. Not just the web. I went on the World Wide Web. Is that your favorite web?
That's the good one, yeah.
That's the good one. I'm on it too, you know.
Yes.
I passed the audition.
We have a great show tonight. We have Sam Ulano with us. And Bradford Reed and his Pensilina.
Bradford Lee, what does that mean?
That's the Pensilina over there.
Oh my God.
Like you've never seen a Pensilina before.
No, mine is a little smaller. Yeah. That's the instrument he invented?
Yes.
Hey, we should make a mental note. We should ask him to play it.
That's a good idea.
Don't forget.
Uh-oh, I won't.
If you don't write it down, you're going to forget.
Okay, I'll write it down.
Yeah, write it down.
Yes.
Okay.
And we have comedian Ollie Wong in the house tonight.
Oh. We should ask her to do a few minutes of comedy.
Good idea.
Okay, when you've been in the business as long as
yeah,
I have.
Yeah, yeah. So you're the professional.
Yeah.
And we have that very amusing reenactment of Silence of the Lambs coming up.
Are those your goggles?
My night vision goggles. Yeah.
I didn't know they'd look so bitchin'.
Do you have the lotion? Did you bring the lotion?
I brought the lotion, but it's for something else.
Okay.
The night vision goggles. Oh, just remind me what the plan is with that.
It's too late.
Have you turned off the lights in this place?
Not yet.
It's going to get very dark. Yeah. Oh, my 5-year-old daughter's here. She's going to... Julie, stick with Molly, because it's going to get dark. Molly, it's going to get dark.
You want her to have the goggles?
Look, it doesn't matter. It's going to be terrible, 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 terrible. Terrible, terrible radio. Doesn't matter who has the goggles. It's a radio show, and we're turning out the lights. Does it really matter, Ken? Can't get worse.
Who wears the goggles?
Yeah, it matters to you.
I think it does matter. Ideally, the entire audience would be wearing night vision goggles.
Oh, that would be a good thing.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why didn't we do that?
I tried to get everybody to buy. Who bought their own pair of night vision goggles?
No, they brought food. Who brought food here? Remember we were going to have a competitive eater?
A competitive eater, yeah.
Well, what happened to that guy?
Major League Eating wouldn't play ball with us. You know, that's the National Association of Speed Eaters.
Yeah, it's pretty controversial.
Yeah.
We have the goggles.
You have your friend.
Oh, yeah, I have my friend.
Yeah.
There is a website. It is true. You know, I often tease Ken about it, but it's true that I don't make friends easily. And I think it's because I've thought a lot about it. I think it's because of who and what I am. It's the major stumbling block. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, it's your personality.
Yeah, it's the damn personality.
Yeah.
People seem to have trouble getting past it. You don't.
No. It took about 12 years.
Thank God. Your standards are as low as they come. Thank God.
You found a site called rentafriend.com.
Yeah, our friend Andrea in Chicago said, hey, there's a site called rentafriend.com. And what could that be except hookers? Am I right?
Well, you laid down the law. You made it clear, no hookers.
Yeah, no hookers. Just for the novelty.
I was trying to rent you a hooker.
Yeah, okay. So
you said no.
So, no, but we found a guy.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Edwin.
Yes.
And you know what's kind of sad? I'm kind of excited about it.
That's good.
Because I just don't have... I can't get a poker game together. Can you get a poker game together?
I can.
Well, you have the goggles. Everyone wants to come over and see the goggles.
So I know.
Hey, let's play this next hand in the dark.
Edwin's a little concerned that, you know, you're good for the money.
I'm good for the money. It's $20 an hour.
With a minimum of 2 hours.
Yeah, now, you know,
$40.
It's going to be a little weird for him because there's no nightstand to put it on.
No, there's a nightstand.
Right there is? Yeah. We have a nightstand?
Yeah, that's as close as I came to a nightstand. Right.
Where, the drum thing?
Yeah.
Okay, that'll be our nightstand.
It doubles.
So I'll put the money, I guess I'll have to ask Edward how we do it, but I guess I put the money on the nightstand before the friendship starts.
I would suggest putting the $40 on the nightstand right now.
No, I want to check Edward out. Edwin, yeah. So you want to bring him out?
Yes, please welcome Andy's rent-a-friend, Edwin. Have a seat, Edwin.
I'm getting kind of teary. Wait, where do I sit?
Move closer
to me. Hey, Ken!
What? Andy, you sit here.
You're moving in on my friend.
No, that's okay, Andy.
Edwin, he is so boring. You don't want anything to do with him. No, wait, no, where were you? No, wait, okay,
you
I'll sit
here.
And where will you sit?
I'll be the neutral observer here.
Man, it's so nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, sir.
Hey, Edwin.
Wait.
Call him Andy, because he's your friend.
Wait, no, not yet, no, Ken.
Not yet.
Not yet, Ken.
Actually, yes.
There's, you have to there's, first. Yeah, I know. I know how it works. Okay, the wallet is open. Okay, I'm putting it on. I'm putting the money on the nightstand. It'll be there. It'll be there when you're done.
Alrighty.
And then, so just tell me about Rent a Friend. What do you do for a living? Do you do this for a living, sir? Edwin?
Well, part-time, actually. I used to be a concierge, and I was working for a company, and now I'm a personal assistant. I help people, you know, with...
What kind of things do you do as a Rent-A-Friend?
Rent-A-Friend? I mean, companionship. They want to go to the theater.
Who?
A person like you.
Oh, no.
A lonely person. Someone who needs company. There's a lot of people out there that have no one.
And what... And, like, all these older women...
Older women.
Mostly gentlemen. Older women?
That's correct.
And do they want you to, like, end up coming upstairs with them and tucking them in?
Well, that's extra.
Andy, it's all right here on his website, Andy. It makes it clear what's extra.
Dear God, don't tell me.
Andy, for the $40, he can take you to a comedy club, which you're already at.
Oh, yeah. Well, we have our own comedy club.
He can take you dancing.
What?
Fishing. He can take you to a wine tasting.
Oh, we missed out on fishing.
To a park. Sporting events. He could be your workout partner.
We're going to do that. You know what my goal is in the next 4 or 5 minutes?
What is it?
Okay, there's $40 on the table. That's yours. My goal is to really bond with you and to really become friends with you.
Okay.
We have some sports we're going to watch. We have a beer. We're going to have beer.
That's good.
We're going to play cards, and we're going to talk. We're going to tell jokes. And my goal is, I'm not going to lie to you, my goal is at the end of those 4 or 5 minutes for you to give me back the $40.
Oh, no, it doesn't work like that.
No, I want you. No, you will say, Andy, I can't take your money. You're really a genuine, real friend. I'm doing this from love. That's my goal.
Well, I'm doing it for business for now.
I know, but I know now. You don't know me now, but when you get to know me, you can't not love me. Am I right, Ken?
No, Andy.
As an experiment, as a game, try not to love me. It's impossible.
I don't love you.
No, yeah, no, Andy actually has like a 70% success rate with actual hookers doing this. Wow. He just wants to be their friend.
Yeah.
Okay. No touching. No touching.
Not touching here.
70% of the time, they give him the money back.
That's Ken's idea of a joke.
Right. Let's see what happens.
Mike or somebody, can we get a beer for Andy and his friend Edwin?
Drink beer?
Please?
We're gonna have a beer. You'll see.
Beer.
It'll slowly, your defenses will come down. You'll say, you know what? I can't take his money. He's a real friend. Do you have real friends that you have?
I do. Really.
What do you do with them?
Drink beer.
Okay, we're gonna get a beer. Yeah. Bring me a beer. I don't drink beer. I got a hot rent a friend to drink a beer with this guy. Another a second friend.
You rented a second friend?
No, I should, because I don't drink beer.
Well, here's cards.
Do you play cards with your friends? What else do you do with your friends? You watch movies?
I watch movies. I go for a walk.
Walk.
To the
okay,
theater.
We can walk.
You watch baseball?
I do. Like
Mets,
sports,
Mets or Yankees?
Mets.
Mets, of course.
Yeah.
What did I tell you, Andy?
Mets. You did. Why did you think it was Mets? Why? Tell us why, Ken.
Because
why did they go ahead, go ahead.
It said right there on rentafriend.com that he was a Mets fan.
Ken thought, because you're Hispanic, that you like the Mets more than the Yankees. That's what Ken thought. But he won't say it out loud. Say it, Ken. But they have more Latinos on their roster.
Yeah, I'm
say
Puerto
it,
Rican,
Ken.
Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rican. Yeah, say it, Ken. Edwin and I, that's the one thing we hate is
Edwin,
hypocrisy.
You're...
Right, Edwin?
What was that?
It doesn't matter.
You're not from the Bronx.
Just agree with me.
I am not from the Bronx.
He's not from the Bronx.
I just moved here. Like,
so, of course, he's
going to
like the Yankees, the Mets.
Let's have a beer.
There you go.
Okay, here you go. Yeah. And let's just talk. Hey, let's just look at pretty girls. The pretty girls here. Lots of pretty girls.
They are.
What guys do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Andy, I'm done
Andy,
looking.
Would you like to watch some baseball with your friend?
Yeah, let's turn on some baseball.
Okay, Dan, could we have some baseball?
This is going great, isn't it? I really feel like you're my real friend.
I just met you.
Hey, you like jokes? You like jokes?
I like jokes, yeah.
Me too, man! You like to hear interesting stories?
That's
me
too.
And go to see interesting places? Yeah,
that's true.
Me
that's
too.
True, yeah.
We have so much in common. Hey, baseball. We're watching baseball. Hey, it's the Mets. Oh, Sanchez, he's got it all tonight. He's come to win. Here you go. He's doing it all on 3 days sleep, too. 3 days rest. Or say something cool about baseball. That's all I know how to say. Nah, he's having a tough time now. He's been struggling. That guy's talking to him.
Well, we can do something else, but...
Yeah. And, looks like, there's somebody warming up. Mets are in trouble again. They just don't have it in the bullpen. They can't close it this year. Say something about baseball.
I have no idea.
Brother. Okay, that was something. Hey, let's drink some beer now.
The drink. That's what I do best.
Andy,
what else do friends do?
Take an actual sip of beer, Andy. A real sip.
You could drink something else. It doesn't have to be.
That's actually more beer than I've had in 30 years.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, I gotta get cool. Hey, more baseball. And what else do friends do? What do you do when you take walks? You take walks with your friends?
Well, I like to walk in. It's a walking city, New York City.
You walk with your friends?
Yeah, and we stop.
Like guy friends?
Guy's friend, yeah.
Let's go for a walk.
No, we just start. We stop in a bar to drink and we just go back hopping, and then stop in the restaurant
and then
I like to walk.
All right,
that's what we do.
Edwin, do you like Andy?
Huh?
Do you like Andy?
Well, I don't know. I just met him, so I
don't
have to get
that's
to him
a no.
Better.
I don't. Yeah. I don't think you've closed the deal, Andy.
Well, here's the test. Okay, Edwin, it's time.
It's one for four.
I'd like to pay you now the $40. I'm offering you the $40.
And I'm going to take them.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a deal.
Okay, Dan,
maybe next
thanks,
time.
Thanks for the baseball. You can take the baseball
yeah.
off.
Yeah, oh, didn't close the deal.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, that really got me. What's wrong with me?
There's nothing wrong with you.
You hired Edwin, Andy.
But I thought we would get to know each other and really become genuine.
We're the
friends.
First date. So maybe we'll get it a second try.
Are we going to end the show by making out? Just tell me now. That would be bad. I guess in the dark it wouldn't be terrible. We got the dark.
I don't see that happening.
Hey, you want to see a card trick? Okay, wait, hold on. Let me... This will boggle your mind. Watch this.
Use your microphone, Andy.
Yeah. Okay. I'm writing down my guess, okay? I'm writing down my guess. I'm fanning out all the cards. Pick a card, Edwin. Pick a card. This is what friends do. Look at the card. Oh, no. Okay, look at the card. Go ahead. Look at the card.
Okay.
I'm going to make my guess. Jack of clubs.
No.
No. Okay, what did I write down? Read it, Edwin. I wrote down one word.
No.
That's correct. I wrote down no. That's fun.
Good.
We
That's
had fun.
One.
That's a good one. We're laughing now. You want to return the money?
No.
Man. That's good. Edwin's a tough crowd.
Yeah, maybe next time, Andy.
Yeah, maybe next time.
It's hard times.
Now, it is hard times. What was the last friend that hired you?
Actually, like an hour ago. I just had a beer before I came in here.
You with a rent-a-friend?
Rent-a-friend, yeah.
Who the hell are these? What is he? Who was? Was it a woman?
No, it was another guy. Actually,
it was a guy.
There's a lot of lonely guys in the city.
What does he want? And what did he talk to you about?
Damn, Andy, you're jealous.
I know.
He's.
What did he talk? Did he show you card tricks?
No, he didn't. No.
What did he do? Just talk, kind of gripe about his life?
Actually, no. We're going to a picnic tomorrow. Actually.
Take it easy. Edwin has a lot of clients.
He does.
Do. Paid for his company.
We're going for a picnic with his company, actually.
Wouldn't that be funny if I joined Rent-A-Friend? Wouldn't I be the worst guy to show up? Okay, so wait. No, Julie's giving us a signal. Julie's saying it's time to introduce our next
guest.
Well, look, we paid for Edwin's time. We should keep him out
yeah,
here.
Yeah, Edwin's going to stay up here.
All right, you sit in the middle of the couch, Edwin. This is yours. And you can sit next to Ken.
Okay.
But remember, you came with me. Okay.
I do. I will.
Here you go. Sit down here. You're my guy. Hey, who's next, Ken? Who's
Andy, we'd like to welcome New York musical legend Sam Ulano.
And where will Sam be sitting?
Sam will be sitting here at the table with
and
the,
tell me about
with the practice
maybe,
pad.
Maybe should Sam, is there a step there for Sam to, that he needs a little? And,
I'm making it.
Oh, you're the greatest, Sam. And then tell us, Sam, when you get here.
It takes me about a week to get
No, yeah, that's, we so appreciate you coming. Wait.
Hey, Andy, it's nice meeting
very
you.
Very nice meeting you. We're thrilled you came and,
oh, you play the drums?
No, we're holding. This is
I'm
all for you.
I'm
going
to do that.
This is all for you, sir. And Ken was telling me that this has been a big week for you. You won first prize. there was a contest in Midtown.
I live in a senior citizen house.
Okay, sir.
And I've been playing drums for 80 years.
And Ken was telling me, Ken was bragging on you. You know that phrase? He was very excited you were coming. Ken's been listening to your records for decades. Is that right, Ken?
Well, let me put it this way. Most people have a very distorted idea about what drumming is about, you know? And I'm going to ask a question of the audience. Who knows what the first instrument known to man is?
Pencilina?
No.
That's close. Who has an idea what the first instrument known to man?
The human fart.
Well, the human fart, Andy.
Yeah.
I'm glad That's you right. clarified that.
We all are right. using that
gorilla
part.
Gorilla saw how we did it, and Gorilla
Andy,
started to do
we
it.
We all are using that part right now. With our human voice.
No, not the voice. No, that's not right. No.
The human voice
no, no,
is the
I don't
first.
Think so.
You're going to have to talk to the authorities on this.
Oh, okay.
But the human voice is the first known instrument to the world. And the second instrument known is the drummer. And going back hundreds of years ago, there were no drums and all that, except people that lived in the jungle. And for example, they would go, ah, yeah, yeah, and he was saying, he was sending a message to his friend. He says, listen, can you come over tonight for pinochle? He says, no. He goes, ah, he says, my wife is going to play mahjong. And and anyway, that's the way it started. And then they had these big elephants, and they had two big drums on the elephant, and a guy sitting there, and he was going, boom, 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 Caesar's coming, Caesar's coming, and they were using it as a message. And with that, the next thing, one guy said, this is crazy, I can't do this here. Man, I got to find a new way. So he wound up getting a log, which sounded something like that, and he would send a message. And someone would say, can you come to dance with me tonight? And the answer would be, no, I'm with my girlfriend. So anyway, then the drum became a rhythm instrument. Anybody know what rhythm is? There's a question. That young person said they know what rhythm is. What is rhythm?
Rhythm is like a beat.
What is rhythm?
Rhythm is like a beat.
No, you got two different words. Rhythm and beat are two. I'm going to make
two different. They're just not the same words.
I'm going to make a sound, and then I'm going to make another sound. And one of them is rhythm, and the other one is not. Bop doo dee bop da doo ba dee doo ska ba doo dee ba doo da bop doo dee. Bop a doo ka dee da doo da bop a doo ka dee da doo ka dee da doo ba dee da doo da beep boop boop. Now that's the first sound. Second sound.
I didn't know there'd be a quiz, did you?
Which one?
No.
Now we got a vote.
What did you get for question number one?
How many people think the first sound is rhythm? We got one, two people.
What did you get for that question?
You get $1.
Drums.
The drum, yeah.
I'll send them the bill later. How many people think the second was rhythm? you're all lost. The first one was correct. Now, you said that's rhythm. What did you notice about what is that? It's the same sound. If I want to play a little jazz,
Honeysuckle Rose.
So I'm keeping time, like your heart is keeping time. A windshield wiper, a clock on the wall. Those are all forms of rhythm. And in order to play with a band, if I want to play a cha-cha, T for two,
you see, that's rhythm.
If I want to play Havana, do we have a dancing license here? We don't have a dance. Anyway, rhythm is the same sound repeated over and over again. And most people have an idea that everybody can play the drum. And yet, if you don't study, like if you want to become a doctor, or you want to become a lawyer, you want to be somebody on the radio doing a show, you have to study how to do that. You don't learn it by just making it up. After you've done it for a lot of years, like if you wanted to tell a joke, a guy goes to the doctor and the doctor says, Mr. Jones, I got some good news for you and some bad news. He says, what's the good news? He says, you got 24 hours to live. He says, what's the bad news? The doctor says, I was supposed to call you yesterday. But anyway, so that's if you wanted to tell jokes, you know.
That's
so
funny, anyway, unless you're Mr. Jones.
What is that?
Hey, Sam, I got a question for you, because you actually played at one of the more legendary rock and roll shows in New York.
You're talking about The Pill?
Public Image Limited. You actually drummed for Public Image Limited. How did that come about?
Well, that's interesting. I was just turning 65, and I was helping a friend of mine run a drum shop on 48th Street, and this lady says, are you playing with a band tonight? I said, no, I'm not. She says, well, we need a drummer very badly. And there was a group called the Sex Pistols, which was Johnny Rotten and Keith Levine and Sid Vicious. And Sid Vicious passed away, and they needed a drummer. Sid was the drummer. And
Sam, I just want to point out you're more up to date on music than Andy Breckman is.
Well, that story is
called the Sex Pistols.
Anyhow, so the drummer was grown up with sounds that the drumstick were talking. For example, they had one was called the Mama Daddy. Mama Daddy, Mama Daddy. Then they had one that sounded like a choo-choo train. And they had one called a paradiddle. And a flam, in case you want to play a march.
Now, you know Sam from his instructional videos?
His instructional CDs, yeah.
They're legendary.
And his Fairy Tale CD, which has gotten played on FMU quite a bit.
That's one of my children's albums where I tell drums and tell the story.
Sam, are you approached all the time by musicians who say, thank you, you changed my life, You got me into drumming. You made it happen for me.
Well, that's very interesting. You should ask that, Andy.
I scored.
I came here.
With
a young lady while she's still young. Her name is Diana Nicholos.
Diana Nicholos. Everyone clap.
Diana Nicholos.
You're telling me she's here in the.
Diana Nicholos is a very well-known opera singer, and her career has been to teach in a school called the Baccalaureate, which is part of the Board of Education, where the teachers have a chance to create their own programs of teaching. And she teaches 270 young children who never played the drum how to play the drum. And she is such a talented lady. She sang opera all over this world. How about a nice hand for Diana Nicholas?
Oh, I'm so glad she's here. And she uses your records, I guess, still, right, to help.
What is it?
She uses you and your records as to help instruct these kids.
I've changed the method of drum studying. For example, if I wanted to play a drum solo, I have to think of the melody where I'm going to make believe I'm doing a tap dance.
Okay.
Everybody knows a song called T for Two.
That's great.
One leg.
Okay, whoa. Oh, now you're doing that. Okay. Okay.
If I wanted to play play rhythm to the songs.
Yep.
And people dance to the rhythm.
That's right, they dance to the rhythm.
And Sam, we're almost out of time, but you have a couple of books out of your life philosophy and your CDs. How can people get these?
Those books, you can get them through me by writing me. I live on 43rd Street at 127.
No, wait. Is that okay?
127 West 43rd Street?
Dear God, you're giving out your address.
Well, that's where I live.
Okay.
These books have sold over 40,000 copies, and I got them all at my apartment.
Okay. You don't want to. It's good. You're smart. Don't go near the internet. That's how you end up with Edwins.
Another bank.
Yeah. All right, Sam. We are out of time. I want to thank you so much.
Hey, thanks so much. You're great.
Hey, thank you, everybody. It's fun being here.
Here it is, sir. I got it. Wasn't he great, Edwin?
He was good. Yeah.
Yeah, he was good. You got the Edwin seal of approval.
Edwin's what was his address again?
What was his address?
Yeah.
No,
he
Edwin.
A friend.
Edwin. Edwin, the man is 90 years old. Edwin, you stay away. Seriously, we joke around, but stay away from him.
Sam Ulano, everybody.
Okay. I'm just joking.
So Andy,
Edwin just sees dollars.
I estimated that your bonding with Edwin was worth $1.25.
Yeah, worth 40 to Edwin.
Really?
Entertainment.
Yeah. Why?
Yeah.
And I think Sam Ulano brought it up to $2.50.
So we're trying to get, as everyone knows, you paid $5 to get in. We're trying to guarantee you $5 worth of entertainment. And so far, we're halfway there. We're halfway home, my friend.
And if anybody gave the official 7-second delay handshake when they walked in tonight,
oh dear God,
they were supposed to get a dollar back from you.
Well, they did get a dollar, I think, off their admission, I think, or something. Did anyone actually take advantage of that? Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, that's. And did you get like a long hug? I'm sorry. We have as a joke, I should explain to Edwin. Oh, it doesn't matter.
It does matter. What happened? I don't get it.
It really doesn't matter.
Who hugged the kid?
Who hugged the kid? you're envious, huh? Professional jealousy?
Andy, our next guest is an up-and-coming comedian, and I thought you might want to ask her what that's like. Please welcome Ali Wong.
Hey, Ali.
Hey.
Oh, wait.
Is it on?
Is it on? Here, take mine real quick.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So should I do my set first?
Okay.
Give it up for Andy and Ken, everybody.
And Edwin.
And me.
I'm so excited to be here. I was in a bathroom stall earlier today, and inside there was a poster that read, "In prison, there's no toilet door." I thought that was a very passive, aggressive message from the door. You better appreciate me, because in prison, I'm not here. I was like, thank you, door. I appreciate you, door. And it inspired me. So now I wear a nightgown to remind my boyfriend, in prison, there are no Asians. So I generally like to date other Asians because the thing that's nice about dating someone of your own race is that you can go home and be racist together. I dated outside of my race once, and it was a horrendous experience. The man was gorgeous, but he was awful in bed. One night, he lifted up my ankles like this, and then proceeded to do the following. Thank you for cooling and drying what was once wet and warm. Thank you, white man. Thank you. His little brother worked at an ice cream truck right outside of my house in Soho. And one day he sold $5 ice cream, but every day he gave it to me for free. And one day he pops his head out of the truck and he says, "Allie, have you seen my brother? This is really awkward. You don't know this, but he's bipolar and he's gone missing." And I was like, "Oh my God, do I still get free ice cream?" And now I'm dating a guy who is half Filipino and half Japanese, which is very exciting because I'm half Chinese and half Vietnamese. So we're both half fancy Asian and half jungle Asian. But he's a vegan. No, and no BRF. Usually when two people get together, they gain weight. Have you noticed that? Like a fresh couple, they get real fat. New couples gain weight. And when you date a vegan, you gain farts. Just toot, toot, beep, beep all day, every day. Toot, toot, beep, beep. It's the remix to Ignition all up in my underwear. Because it smells like a turtle pond. From eating all this free-range Chewbacca. From eating 27 grade Moses Ezekiel Henry bread full of hair and nails. He's putting me through a coming to America test because he goes to Harvard Business School. Okay, he goes to Harvard Business School, but look what he got me for anniversary. Oh, don't be jealous, ladies. Don't be jealous. Don't be jealous. That's no ruby. That's a bean. That's a bean that he put a leather string through, like some 5-year-old arts and crafts project. Maybe he'll give me a hand turkey for my birthday. He gives this to me, and he was like, "Baby, this is a holy divination bean from China." I was like, "Oh, really? It's from China? Ooh, you know what else is from China? Everything!" All right, that's my time. Allie Wong, everybody. Thank you.
Allie, oh, that's great. Allie, please sit.
Wait.
Oh. That's fantastic, and welcome to New York.
Yeah, thank you. I moved here about a year ago. It's very exciting to be here.
Now, you moved here. Now, was your choice L.A. or New York? Is that at the stage you're at in your career?
Yes.
And what were the deciding factors that brought you here?
Well, L.A., I can't drive very well.
That's almost enough right there. Right?
Yeah, so that was about it. And then
this Harvard boy, is that a factor?
No, I met him last year at a wedding. It was a Jewish wedding, and we were like, it was a super Jewish wedding. Like, it was like B&H photo video style wedding. And he was the only other Asian person there.
And were you seated together?
No, we weren't seated together. I don't know why they didn't put it together.
Were you pointedly not seated together because they thought that would be racist?
I think so.
Yeah, okay. But you found yourselves talking to him.
Yeah, someone said you should go talk to him. He reminds me a lot of your father. Which is kind of creepy. And also, I think they just probably thought they looked alike.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And then, so you walked across the room.
Yeah, and I just went right up to him, and I was just like, I like to eat healthy, too. And that was like my pickup line. I was like, "I hear you're a vegan," and I'm not a vegan, but, you know, I like kale.
That's pretty great.
And then, yeah.
And it's been a year?
We've been together since September. And I was telling him that we're going to go to Mexico on Sunday. We're going to go on an ayahuasca retreat.
I don't know what that is.
Andy, you remember ayahuasca?
When
we had the Baron here, and he had that hallucinogenic juice.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That I drank.
What the hell are you babbling about?
You've plotted it out.
Wait, did it happen on this show?
Yes, it happened.
How am I supposed
It happened right here on this stage.
Can you know my mind is elsewhere? You know I'm at SeaWorld right now.
So, no, Ollie, you're gonna go down to Mexico and do ayahuasca.
Yeah, it's a hallucinogenic healing herb. So it's funny because with my boyfriend, like, we can never do anything normal. Like, if he's like, oh, it's your birthday, I have a surprise for you. I'm like, oh, great, we're going to go see a musical or something. But no, it's a breathing workshop. And then, you know, we're going on this, like, vacation to Mexico, and it's in Cancun. But we're
not.
It's going
to be a puking workshop.
It's going to be a puking workshop because that's what ayahuasca does. And we're not supposed to. Not only are we supposed to, during and before and after, we're not supposed to eat meat, dairy, fish, salt, or sugar. That includes fruit. We're also not supposed to have sex.
What's sex? Go ahead, Allie. What's sex? The 5-year-old boy wants to know in the front row.
Well,
you brought it up. It was brought up on direct. Now
we're
it's cross examination.
We're not supposed to get busy.
Yeah.
We're not supposed to get busy. Yeah.
Uh huh. Now maybe my, you know, have you met my whore friend Edwin?
No. Hi, Edwin. Hi.
Edwin, do you have any questions before we say goodbye to Allie? Why don't you ask her how we could maybe learn where we might see her? Does she have a website? Ask her that. Go ahead. Yeah, you're on.
This one's working.
Yeah. Do you have a website? Ask her.
Do you have a website?
Yeah, it's Ali Wong, aliwong.com.
So where we can see you? Where do you perform? What club?
Oh, you can see on my website.
Yeah,
and you perform
website.
Sunday nights at a club in Park Slope, right?
Yeah, I'm usually at a bar in Park Slope called Bar 4. It's this guy named Giannis Pappas' room, and it's my favorite room to work out new material.
But this Sunday you're out of town.
But this Sunday I will be puking and
all right.
Not.
The next vacation, you talk to this guy. Next vacation, Universal Theme Park.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
You're fine. It was great to meet
Thanks
you.
Thanks so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Ollie Wong, everybody.
Bye, you're the greatest.
Thanks, Ollie.
Do you like her, Ken?
I do.
How about you, friend whore?
I did. What do you call me?
Yeah, Andy, what did you call him?
Friend whore.
You want to explain to the front row what a friend whore is?
Hitting on, he probably knows.
Well, the friend is someone that you have a lot in common with and you enjoy their company. We don't have enough time to explain the rest of it.
You don't enjoy it?
We're running behind. No, I'm loving it. Edwin, you're the greatest. You're the greatest. You know what's really sad? You really are my fourth best friend.
Really?
Yeah, you really are, man. Because I only had to pay you $40. Hey, who's next? Oh, no. Oh, no, wait.
Oh, no is right, Andy.
Hold on. Wait, we must. Hold on, Ken. Tap the brakes. There must be another guest.
Don't
do the goggles.
We have a musical guest.
So, but we're going to do the goggles first?
Yeah.
Okay. Ken, you've been wanting to do this. This is
no,
all
we can,
on you.
We can bring up Bradford now.
No. Let's do this. I don't want to end the show with people just baffled sitting there in the dark. That's the way to
end
the
show. Well, Andy, we need 5 volunteers.
Okay, tell us what's
able,
for.
Able-bodied people.
Oh, I see. Oh, you want to play Marco Polo.
Yeah.
And is there a prize?
Well, it's okay. A variation
on Marco. So the plan is we get 5 people from the audience. Maybe kids would enjoy it. No, kids would not.
No.
Because they're going to be banging into things.
Yes.
Okay. So people who, we need 5 volunteers from the audience. Wait, first of all, we should take a moment and ask God to forgive us. This is, because this is a violation against everything that's holy and sacred.
I have no idea.
Okay, so we need 5 volunteers from the audience. They're going to come up. You're going to put on your night vision goggles. We're going to turn out all the lights in this basement we're in. It's going to be pitch black. You will be able to see. These 5 volunteers will not be able to see. You will occasionally say Marco. They will be saying Polo. Correct me if I'm wrong, Ken.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Exactly. Welcome to my world. By the way, this is why Marco Polo took like decades to get to Asia. Because they would stop at every swimming pool. And his crew would jump in and play the game the captain invented. The captain would say, play my game.
I'm listening to
you. Yeah. And they all played Marco Polo. All right, so anyway, I'm just riffing now, Edwin.
So let's get the five volunteers.
Let's get the five volunteers. The man whore's right. It's time to move on. I mean the Fred whore. Whore friend. I think whore friend is better. The whore friend. That's better.
Yeah.
The whore friend has a
whore,
point.
Whore friend is much friendlier than man whore. All right, we need a couple of volunteers.
Whore friend hate to be called
Please
man
come
whore.
Down onto stage if you want to play our
And then
modified.
What do they play for? What does the winner get if the winner finds you in the dark?
They get a T-shirt.
Oh, then
they
we got to bring... Okay, it's an FMU T-shirt.
It's
so let's
FMU
get five
t-shirt.
Volunteers. It's going to be in the dark. Ken's going to be hiding somewhere in this auditorium. And then, no, you're not backstage, is that right, Ken?
No, right. I'm not going to hide backstage.
You'll be somewhere within... You'll be somewhere that we could see you if you were standing there right now.
Yes.
We turned on the light.
Yes.
But you'll be able to see. You'll have that advantage. And what will the radio audience be listening to? I guess just shins being hit.
What?
Cursing Marco Polo. That's what... Okay, it's going to be great. I'm a believer. okay, so we need one volunteer. We need two volunteers. Well, look, how about this? Why don't you step on up? Guys or women, step on up, and you can just feel the T-shirt. It's 100% cotton, and then decide. Okay? Ken, would you allow them to do that?
Yes.
Can they feel the T-shirt?
They can also smell me so that they...
Oh,
can...
yeah. Oh, you should smell Ken. You should get a scent. So in the dark, you have that advantage. All right, does somebody want to do this? Wait, I'm paying this guy 40 bucks.
Yeah.
Holy moly. Holy, what the hell are we?
Wait.
No, wait. Some people take you out for tea. Some people turn out the lights and make them find their friends. This is it, buddy. No, buddy. You're doing it. That's the T-shirt you're playing for.
That's the shirt.
Okay. Smell Ken. Smell him. I know.
It's not bad.
It's not bad. Okay, that's
fine.
You have the scent. Okay, Edwin. Okay, so it's Ken versus the whore friend. The man, the friend whore.
Whore volunteer.
No, this is maybe all we need.
You know how to,
do you know how to play Marco Polo? Do you know the rule to Marco Polo? You say, in a swimming pool, you're blindfolded. In this case, you're not blindfolded. The lights are out.
Yeah, in a real game,
I don't know why you're not blindfolded.
In a real game of Marco Polo,
wait,
Andy.
Why isn't he blindfolded? Oh, no, Ken, you're wearing the goggles.
It's a modified version
okay,
of Marco Polo, Andy.
I should explain.
If we were really playing Marco Polo, everybody else would be wearing night vision goggles, and I would have a blindfold on.
Ken.
Yeah.
This is as low as it goes. Okay, my co-host on the radio show is wearing Silence of the Lambs, Ted Levine, goggles. Can you see? Okay, now with the lights on, is it all just like glaring? And
it's all black, Andy. I haven't turned anything on yet.
Is it battery powered?
Yeah.
Are they military style?
There we go.
Military style? And what do you see now, like right now, like the Predator? Like you're seeing like outlines of things?
I'm seeing you naked right now.
Oh, okay. That's fantastic. So
it's not fantastic.
Is it?
Take my word for it.
Is it military? Is this a military device?
No, it's
where did you get
it's
this?
A child's
the back
toy.
Of like the back this, of an Archie comic look, book.
Does this look like military night vision?
I don't know. It looks so terrible. They look like, are they $89?
Yeah, well, $99.
And are they battery powered?
Yeah.
Oh, please.
There they
Somebody
go.
Somebody get a picture of this.
They're working now.
Oh, yeah, they're working now in every sense
All right.
of the word. Okay, so Edwin, wait. Well, let's see. Is there anybody else? How about some kid? Okay, come on down. Oh, Jess, come on down.
Come on down,
somebody. How about this kid? The kid, oh, you want to play? How about this kid? Come on, you want to play? It'll be in the dark.
Come
okay.
on down.
What's your name?
What's your name?
Zane.
Zane, I'm so glad you're here. Thanks so much for helping us. Zane, this is my friend. Edwin.
And Zane, this is the t-shirt you're playing for.
Oh, you want to feel it? It's nice. It's cottony.
Now smell me.
Okay. So, Zane, don't be scared, but all the lights are going to go out. Now, hold on. Is Molly? I got my little girl here, too. Molly's okay. Okay. Okay, so the lights are going to go out, and Zane and Edwin, when the lights go out, you say the word Marco. That's your job. And then Ken, you say the word Marco, and then Ken will say the word Polo. Ken, not into the microphone, because then it'll just come out.
Oh,
it won't
right.
help them, right?
Yeah. Well, you've got to give me a minute to hide.
Okay, that's right. We'll wait till you're hiding. And Ken's going to be saying Polo, and you have to listen to him say Polo and follow the sound of his voice and try to touch him. But here's the tricky part, Zane and Edwin. Oh, I don't care. It doesn't matter. I know you are. That's what makes it so sad. You're really listening. Okay, the tricky part is Ken is going to be moving around. Ken's not going to be standing still, and Ken can see you. That makes it super duper hard, right, Zane?
Pretty much.
Pretty much. This is going to be bad, right, Zane?
Yeah.
You listen. You know, you've heard good things on the radio. This is nothing like that, right, Zane?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. So
okay,
the lights
Dan.
Are going out. You guys stay right where you are while Ken hides in the dark.
Oh, okay, Dan, hit the lights.
Okay, now be careful of the wires, Zane. Oh, it's pretty dark. It's pretty darn dark. There's some exit signs on, but that's all. Oh, that's legal regulation. You can't block those. Okay, and Ken, when you are, Ken has his night vision goggles on. Okay, Zane and Edwin, are you ready to look for Ken?
Okay, Andy, you can put the lotion in the bucket.
He's making a funny Jodie Foster joke. We'll laugh later. Not enough time to laugh now, Ken. We'll laugh after the show. Okay, they're saying Marco, Ken.
Polo.
Oh, now he's saying Polo. Now you got to find him. Wait, we should cover that light. That's the light that's doing it. Wait, can we turn this off? Hold on. This is too... Okay. I'm going to click this off. Okay, I'm clicking this thing.
Oh, he got me!
Oh, for the love
he
of God. And the crowd goes wild.
Here we go, Zane.
Is it... Ken, is it over? Is it over?
Yeah, it's over. Let's move on.
But how do we forget that it happened?
I'll return these to Amazon for one thing.
Do they work at all?
Yeah, they work
did
really...
Did you see Zane coming at you?
I did.
Describe the moment when you saw Zane closing in. Describe it, Ted.
I just saw him coming at me, that's all.
Thanks for describing it.
Yeah, it's probably like what you see with your friends all the time.
Coming at me?
Yeah.
Well, with my friends, it's me opening my wallet, handing him $40.
Well, I think our
you got your $40. You got your $40.
Okay, Andy, we're ready for our final guest. We'd like to welcome the father and the inventor of the Pensilina, Bradford Reed.
Yeah. Hey, Bradford, thanks for coming.
Hey, thanks for having me.
It means a lot to us. This is your own invention.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Now, this is what you do. You invent. You invent musical instruments.
No, I just invented this one and I play it.
And is this the only existing copy of this? Well, I wouldn't say copy.
No, you've made more. Yeah, I've made. This is probably the sixth one, but this is the main one that I play.
This is the first one.
Yeah.
And describe. Now, for people listening, it's almost like a slide. You're sitting in front of. Why don't you describe it?
It's got two necks. One's a treble neck. One's a bass neck. It's got bells on the end of it, and then there's sticks in the strings that act as movable bridges.
And you're holding two sticks in your hand.
Yep. And then I use a bow also in my hands.
And you have a bow that you also pick up.
Yes.
And the name of this instrument is
the Pensilina.
The Pensilina. And just very quickly, before you begin, how did this occur to you?
My friend's parents were building a fence, and the friends were stoners, and they had a lot of smashed up guitars in their basement, and I just put the smashed up guitar parts on the fence posts, and I was 16, and, one thing led to another.
Wait, go back to that one thing led to another.
Well, you know, it just
you were
kept,
16.
Yeah, I was 16.
You were putting discarded guitars on a fence.
Yeah, and
you
then
picked
I just
up
kept,
some sticks.
Yeah, and I just kept banging on it and banging on it for however long it's been. It's been a while.
And then, but what was the moment where you said, "This is my life"?
I don't know. I don't know if I've ever done that. Maybe right now. This is my life.
Well, we'd love to hear it. And what, now, are you playing an original song for us?
I'm going to try and play two songs. I'm going to play an original song, and I'm going to play a cover if there's time.
And what is the name of this song?
This song, this is called Breakfast at Radio Shack. It's kind of about, it's a fishing song. And so you guys, if you like to go fishing together.
No, Edwin and I are not working out.
All right. I'm sorry.
Nothing like me.
Bradford, people can buy your music on iTunes?
That's right. And I have a website. It's pencilina.com.
Is the Pencilina ever used as part of a larger ensemble? Or is it all...
Yeah, I played in bands and stuff before. And I was just looking at the time. It wasn't that I thought you were boring.
Hey, I think we actually have time for you to do...
I had an idea about the time. And Ken, okay. I know I'm throwing you a curveball here, but... No, we could end the show. We could have Bradford do another song and then end the show traditionally, or we could thank everyone now, end the show now, and then Brevin, I think you'll be excited about this. Uh-huh. And then the last song would be, and we would be the encore.
Okay.
We could
that's
have just
good. That's
everyone.
I like that idea.
Yeah, yeah. That would be. It would
all
be
right,
great.
So it's been great.
Right, Andy, we'd like to thank
night.
Our guest tonight,
yeah.
Sam Yolano.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Bradford Reed.
Yeah.
Ali Wong.
Yeah.
Andy's new best friend.
My whore friend, Edwin. Edwin.
Back in Jersey City, we want to thank Eliza Topham White for babysitting the board. In Chicago, Andrea Salenzi. We want to thank our staff, Mike Noble, Jameson Guest, Henry Gamble.
Right.
Our engineer tonight, Ernie. Yeah. We want to thank call screener Jeff, Nick the Bard, our new sound guy tonight, Dan Yadin.
The
marvelous and beautiful Julie Breckman.
Yeah. And beautiful Molly Breckman helping tonight.
The beautiful Molly Breckman.
And we'll see you here next month.
Thanks,
everybody.
Thanks to the UCB Theater. August 25th.
I hope we get an encore. I hope we do.
Oh, I hope we get an encore, too.
I don't believe it. You guys are great. We love you, 26th Street.
It's really, really nice.
Wow, morning. Thank you.
What do you think, Edwin?
It was a good show.
That cost me $40. Hey, Brevin, you have another song to play us out?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, great. What are we going to hear?
You're going to hear a song called Wichita Lineman by Mr. Jimmy Webb.
By Jimmy Webb. And wait, as we get into this, do we have a date next month?
Yeah, we're back here August 25th, everybody.
With or without goggles?
Without.
With or without whore friends?
Without.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road. Searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wires. I can hear you through the wine in a Wichita lineman. It's still on the line. Small hall vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows that stretch down south, I'll never stand the strain. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for a time. And which taught lineman is still on the line.
call us lucky, you and I. Lucky girl, lucky guy. And when I hold your hand or touch your cheek, I know I'm a lifetime lucky streak. A lucky rainbow lights the sky when we kiss, when we sigh. They call me lucky, Mr. Lucky Guy. And you're the reason why. Evening, chillin'. This is Don Hayes from the Mark 2121 Lounge, right on the ocean in Fort Lauderdale. And we have a nice little group here tonight, and we're going to give you a rendition of what we do every night. Thank you, chillin'.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to the tapestries of the Seashore Hotel, overlooking the beautiful Atlantic Ocean in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. The temperature at showtime, a lovely 73 degrees. The temperature tomorrow in Fort Lauderdale, 80 degrees. 40 in the morning and 40 in the afternoon. And here they are, three guys celebrating their 18th consecutive year in Fort Lauderdale. Their ninth season at this hotel, and the manager says they'll keep coming back every year until they get it right. Let's welcome Danny, Chuck, and Charlie, the Tunesmen. One, two, three, four.
Oh, baby, I'm a rack in my brain to think of a name to give to this tune so Billy can croon. And maybe old Bing will give it a fling, and that'll start everyone a humming a thing. The melody's dumb, repeat and repeat, but if you can't swing, it's got a good beat. And that's the main thing to make it complete, 'cause everyone's swinging today. So my darling, opus one, not for Sammy K. Opus one, got to swing, not sway. Mr. Les Brown can make it renowned, and Ray Anthony can lock it for me. There's never a doubt, you knock yourself out whenever you can hear Opus One. Of a name to give this tune so Danny can croon, and maybe Tiny Tim will give it a fling, and that'll start everyone a humming a thing. The melody is done, repeat and repeat, but if you can't swing, it's got a good beat, and that's the main thing to make it complete, 'cause everyone's swinging today. So my darling, opus one is not for Sammy K. It's opus one. Swing, not sway, baby. And Mr. Les Brown can make it renowned, and Ray Anthony, he can rock it for me. There's no doubt, you're out.
That's an old Tommy Dorsey number played by three old tunesmen. For those of you who've never seen our kind of show before, we would like to tell you that we do, we think, a relaxed sort of a show. There are people that are watching us for the first time that think they have to stop eating the food just to watch. They're hurting our feelings. Now, the first thing we tell you is to go ahead and eat your dinner. The food is tremendous. They got a lot of trouble bringing it from Howard Johnson's, and we don't want to waste it up here. Also, later on, if you care to dance, some people like to dance, we have a bus that'll take you to Pier 66, and you can enjoy that. Anyway, for those of you that haven't seen us, we will do a lot of songs in this show, beautiful tunes like Who Can I Turn To, written by Spiro Agnew, that'll be in this show. As Long As She Needs Me by Aristotle Onassis, that'll be in there. And a beautiful song that we've been doing this past year, written by the Pope. The Pope wrote a song, and it's called Those Wedding Bells Are Breaking Up That Old Gang of Mine. That takes care of those things. Meantime, here's one of our favorite songs, and why shouldn't it be? Because we've been singing it for years, and it's called Tiny Bubbles.
Tiny bubbles in the wild make me happy, make me feel fine. Tiny bubbles make me warm all. With a feeling that I'm gonna love you till the end of time. So here's to the golden moon, and here's to the silver sea, and mostly here's a kiss for you and me. Tiny bubbles in the wine make me happy, make me feel fine. Tiny bubbles make me warm all over. With a feeling that I'm gonna love you till the end of time. So here's to the ginger lane I give to you today, and here's a kiss that will not fade away.